The Alla Marcia from the Corelia Suite, Opus 11, composed by Jean Sibelius. The Vancouver Symphony Orchestra in performance with conductor Kazuyoshi Akiyama. And you're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Well, the Summer Works 2020 Festival was announced earlier this year, with most of the programming now cemented in place for the path forward. Summer Works specializes in contemporary performance, celebrating complexity, diversity, and innovation within the arts. The festival has been persevering this year, presenting work in partnership with Canadian Stage, Outside the March, and other partners. And last week, the team there announced the full lineup, including a centerpiece anthology project, We Were, We Are, We Will Be, which is a curatorial collaboration co-commissioned by Canadian Stage. Also between Danielle Bartolini of DLT and Luke Reese of Obsidian Theatre, something of a dream team. The project is composed of 10 pieces to reflect the past, present, and future of a society within a pandemic. It will be presented online with performances from dub poet Debbie Young, Indigenous composer Melody McIver, and dance specialist Essie Mensa. Let's get into We Were, We Are, We Will Be, and several other projects as part of Summer Works. With me on the line is Laura Nanny, SummerWorks Artistic and Managing Director. Welcome back, Laura.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
We just explained this centerpiece event just a little here. We're in such a difficult time for culture and certainly for artists and artistry. This looks to frame our moment. What is your team looking to put out into the world with We Were, We Are, We Will Be?
I think that this is a mix of provocation, an opportunity for pause, an opportunity to come together again as well, as some of the offerings are also live. So it's been a while since we've been able to share space together, and that's a really important part of performance. So we're really pleased that we're able to not only support some reimaginings of past, present, and future, but also to just also give space for people to congregate and reflect on the moment that we're in.
So you've been putting this together with the artists. They've been sharing their ideas with you. I mean, what's been resonating with you as you have been putting this together with them?
I mean, I think with Daniele and Luke, there was a real curiosity to investigate what brought us to this point of crisis. Not just the pandemic, but even prior to this, we were looking at things as a society related to the climate crisis, related to injustices against Indigenous people, and that still continues to be an issue. But I think there's a refocus in this moment. This summer has really caused us to pause and maybe rethink how we're doing things, and that's been really incredible to be able to support reimagining. And artists are there's a lot of ingenuity in this moment that I think is good to be reminded of.
It's interesting. I mean, with all the political wildness and a lot of cynicism in the news and so on, I do think this is a moment to heal on some level. And it's so lovely to get people together to do this. And you're getting started tomorrow. We do need to register at the website. So take a moment and visit summerworks.ca, and you can look for We Were, We Are, We Will Be, and register. Laura Nanny from SummerWorks is with us, and not from far from our Liberty Village studios, where it's pouring rain here right now. Mark Reinhardt is very busy. What's he been doing in Parkdale and West Queen West?
Yes, Mark has been working in community to develop different slogans with community groups and residents that adorn different sites in Parkdale and Queen West with really brightly colored tape. And these are messages of healing. They're messages that are provocations of hope. That this project, Health and Safety Notes, is also, you know, has emerged in this time when so much of our interaction with the public space and with community has been changed by lockdown, has been changed by social distancing, and the hope is that we can still communicate with each other. It's been a really colorful way to animate the spaces that we would normally animate as a festival, but can't.
Right. And he's been at this for a couple of weeks now, so we can actually walk around that neighborhood and look for those messages, I guess.
Yeah, it's a cumulative project, so he's continuing over the next few weeks as well, and folks can go online and follow the project via social media. There's a map that we're continuing to develop on our website that can help you to find the different sites if you don't stumble upon them yourself.
Canadian Stage has been working on audio presentations this summer with and without SummerWorks, but the project they're working on with you, also with TO Live, tell us about how we can take in Metamorphosis, a viral trilogy written by the great Giller winner Andre Alexis.
Yes, we're very happy to be offering this. We're offering the second installment in this trilogy, the first one opening today with TO Live. I say opening, but I guess releasing via TO Live the first installment of this trilogy. And then the third one is Canadian Stage.
Okay.
There are three different audio diaries of characters experiencing a pandemic. So this is and a reimagining of what the world could look like after,
right,
as well.
Right. So is it feeling like a hopeful piece, or is there, I guess, a mixed bag, I would imagine?
I think, yeah, it's definitely a mix. I think that we're, you know, but Andre's piece, the one, Carrie Wonders, which is episode two that we're offering, really is more of a, I would say, sci-fi look at an experience during a pandemic. I think a lot of us have also felt that we're living in a very surreal time at the moment. And so it doesn't surprise me that creative minds would go into a realm of fantasy.
Sure.
With their material.
Well, I think Andre Alexis, it's just going to be fascinating to hear what he's been up to, and how wonderful to have him involved with all these organizations to put this out and really reflect our time right now. Summerworks.ca, information on everything we just talked about and the registration details all right there. And everything, I guess, is for free. Is that fair to say?
Yes, we've made a commitment this summer that all of our programming is free. It felt like a really important thing to make sure that we could make available.
Laura Nanny, SummerWorks Artistic and Managing Director, and thank you for sharing and pushing forward with great art and performance here in these very trying times. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. Really appreciate the time.
You're with The Oasis here on the New Classical FM. That is our look at the arts.